fungicides have played a significant role for farmers across the corn and soybean and cotton belt for the past probably decade, it seems, more than ever in recent history.
That's true, because we've got better tools now than we had in the past. When you go back to the 80s, for instance, where we didn't have very many tools, and even farther back in the 70s, all we had were these contact materials that were preventative only and weren't very broad spectrum. Well, now we've got newer chemistries, which they move systemically in their plant. They are curative in nature. They can knock down infections that are already there. And the end result is they become real, true tools to help growers maximize their inputs. We look at all the costs growers have to face, whether it's cost for land, for land rent, for fuel, seed, the price for seed now, fertilizer. All these things go into the ground regardless, and the fungicides help protect that investment and get the most out of all that money that's already sunk in the ground.
A year like 2012, a drought year across much of the corn and soybean belt, lessons learned by farmers that they will take forward into 2013 when it comes to fungicides?
Well, that was the question often asked is, did fungicides help? We know that disease is, you have the old disease triangle. We have to have the host, you have to have the inoculum, we have to have the weather, and the weather plays a huge role. Last year, we didn't have the weather that was conducive to a lot of disease development. However, there's other factors that came into play this past year in across the Corn Belt. We know that the Strobilurin chemistries that are in a lot of these fungicides, they make up the majority of the fungicides, they're components of the majority of fungicides used on corn, that they can cause cascade reactions in the plant that make them healthier and help them adjust to stress. When you make an application, it keeps the plant from going into stress a little longer and helps the plant recover from that stress once the stress is removed faster. The end result is you have a healthier plant and higher yield potential, even in the absence of disease.
So for a farmer looking into 2013, what are some of the specific things that they need to think about when they're making those decisions?
One of the first ones is when they're going out there early in the season, looking at the protection of their crop. Early season, we're talking about the timing when about two-thirds of the cornfields across the U.S., the growers are going across that field making a post-emergence herbicide application. This is in that stage about the fourth leaf to about the seventh leaf on the plant. They're going across the field anyway. Well, that timing, that's a nice time to put a fungicide in the tank. And we're looking at Stratego yield. You can even use a lower rate because the plant is smaller. You can still get excellent coverage in that size plant. So they're going across the field anyway. The incremental cost is only the cost of the chemical. There's no application cost then, additional application cost, since you're going across anyway. And when you look at the Stratego yield, all you need to get back is one bushel, and you've more than paid for your chemistry that's going in there. But the advantages are, at that timing, you're keeping that plant cleaner longer. You're making for a stronger stalk, so it withstands green snap and lodging better. The diseases that impact the yield the most are the ones that occur in the middle of the canopy. The ear leaf and the leaves in that vicinity contribute the most photosynthate to your grain. So the job of a fungicide is to keep those leaves as clean as they can, for as long as they can. Well, a lot of these diseases come from the soil. The inoculum is down there under the canopy. And with our higher populations, we've created an environment just ideal for these fungi to develop. All that residue is out there. We're now with reduced tillage. The residue's there. Some of that residue can last for a couple of seasons. Great place for the disease to start. So if we make an early season application, keep those bottom leaves cleaner longer, it makes a big difference. Those spores don't tend to jump from the soil up to the middle of the canopy. They jump from the soil to the bottom leaves. In fact, you get cycles, more spores. Those now have a shorter jump than the next leaves, and then the next leaves. So if we can take out the bottom rungs on that ladder, it delays the onset of disease in the middle of the canopy, and the end result is, end of season, you have healthier plants with higher yield potential.
And good return on investment.
And absolutely a good return on all your investments, not just your fungicide.